This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness pledges to lead a government of partnership. Governor General calls on Jamaicans to unite and support the newly appointed Prime Minister and progress made in two key indicators of Vision 2030. The news in detail after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he intends to lead a government of partnership as he strives to enhance economic growth and meaningful job creation. Speaking at his inauguration ceremony at King's House Thursday, Mr. Holness said the newly formed administration must lead, activate, empower, and build real partnerships to achieve the vision of shared prosperity.
With this mandate, there is no majority for arrogance. There is no space for selfishness. There is no place for pettiness. There is no room for complacency, and there is no margin for error.
Mr. Holness is committing to place added focus on housing, manufacturing, and agriculture, as well as enhance the social safety net for vulnerable families and provide support for parents in crisis. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is appealing to Jamaicans both at home and in the diaspora to support Prime Minister Andrew Holness following his swearing-in on Thursday at King's House. The Governor General, in his address, noted that existing and predicted economic and social challenges will require strong and decisive leadership of the new Prime Minister. He says it also requires leadership that can tap into the energies, hopes, and aspirations of the nation's youth, as well as build consensus and motivate strong partnerships at the local, regional, and international levels.
I call upon all those who will form the government to unite and support your Prime Minister, knowing that the success of the government is the success of Jamaica, and the failure of the government is the failure of Jamaica.
Sir Patrick Allen is commending Jamaicans for what he describes as the maturity and togetherness displayed during the election campaign. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting progress in at least two key indicators in Jamaica's National Development Plan Vision 2030. Program Director of the Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat, Elizabeth Emmanuel, says the figures indicate progress in Jamaica's labor force and security status.
On the labor force quality, 25.6% of the total labor force had vocational or professional certification based on the quarterly labor force surveys for 2015.
Ms. Emmanuel says the figure represents a 1% increase from 24.6% in 2014. On the topic of security status, the report on serious and violent crimes and acquisitive crimes show that there has been a decline of 40.3% from 2014. Ms. Emmanuel adds that while the murder rate was at 44.4 per 100,000, an increase over the previous year, there continues to be a downward trend in overall crime rates since June 2010. She was speaking at a quarterly economic press briefing at the PIOJ's headquarters in Kingston Thursday. And screening of 24 films from 15 countries for the Kingston Animation Conference and Afro-Descendant Festival will be held this weekend, March 5 and 6. The screenings will be held at the Caribbean Institute for Media and Communication, CARIMAC, at the University of the West Indies, Mona, at 10 a.m. and Studio One Creative Production and Training Center, CPTC, at 1 p.m. Country manager for the World Bank in Jamaica, Galina Citrova, says the animation industry is booming and presents numerous opportunities for young people.
The opportunities and the potential that the animation industry has for Jamaica and for Jamaican youth. And conference is about economic development and youth employment.
The films to be shown at the screening include entries from the Caribbean and North America. 20 short films as well as 4 full feature films will be showcased. Persons interested in attending the screenings may register at kingstonfest.com. Kingston 2016 will be held on March 12 and 13. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Solias.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.